yesterday, a couple of us looked at the pitching charts. Now, there's a pitching chart in the Jays clubhouse. When you go in on the right-hand side of the wall, there's a chart that details where every pitcher is going to be in every day. Some of them are going to be throwing a side session. Some of them will be at the minor league camp. And yesterday, Brandon Morrow was not listed anywhere. Minor league, major league, side session, nothing. Up through Monday. So ask a few questions, and you get some answers. And it appears, and we'll wait to get this confirmed later in the day, but, of course, my first instinct with Brandon Morrow is that he's hurt. That's not the case. But it appears now as if there's been an alteration in the Blue Jays' rotation heading into the season. And effectively, it looks as if Brandon Morrow is the fifth starter. It looks as if Drew Hutchison has a shot at getting the second game in Tampa Bay. Now, obviously, things can change. There's still a couple of off days. You know, I won't even mention injuries, but there's a possibility it can change. But this much is pretty apparent after talking to people around the Blue Jays for the past 3 days. Brandon Morrow's on a real short leash here. I think he knows that. I think he realizes that there are a lot of eyes on him this spring. And we talked about this with Stephen Brunt. Even if Irvin Santana shows up, this team still needs Brandon Morrow to hit the ground running for it to have any success. Brandon Morrow's not had a good spring. Small sample size. I understand that. But his fastball command has been not very good. He's had a few little niggling injuries here and there. So effectively, it looks as if the Blue Jays have decided that Brandon Morrow will essentially be the fifth starter. Now, you know, I asked a couple of people, is this one of those things where you want to set Brandon Morrow up to face the Yankees? Or, you know, just how, is there something strategic behind it? Is there some sort of, you know, some aspect of that involved in the decision-making process? And they were very clear. No, he's, I had somebody tell me, right now he might be our fifth or sixth best starting pitcher. That's just the way he's pitching. So that's a little bit of news. Not you know, probably, obviously, when anytime anybody mentions anything about Brandon Morrow, your first reaction is that it's injury-related. But it certainly appears as if Brandon Morrow is really under the gun in this camp. And we'll continue to monitor the situation